This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says the state is now tracking who is getting COVID-19 based on race. He says the data aren't complete, but officials are using them to understand the infection.
We have about 75% of the data that was been collected. It's not been collected in every instance.
Polis says 304 people have died from COVID-19 in Colorado. There are nearly 7,700 cases and nearly 1,500 hospitalizations. Polis says the state will soon begin reporting the number of patients discharged. A developer has agreed to settle bid rigging claims and upgrade the Colorado Convention Center to accommodate COVID-19 patients. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
Mortensen has been under criminal investigation by the state attorney general for bid rigging in the city of Denver's $233 million expansion of the Colorado Convention Center. As part of an agreement, Mortensen officials will pay the state $650,000 and contribute another $650,000 in construction services to help the state meet COVID-19 demand. State Attorney General Phil Weiser says Mortensen violated the public trust. The company said it did not meet its own standards and is committed to learning from the situation. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
JBS Meatpacking Plant in Greeley has been ordered closed for testing and a thorough cleaning after a second worker died from COVID-19. The unions contend the company has not taken sufficient measures to protect workers. Weld County officials say there are 43 confirmed positive cases among JBS workers. Coming up on the program, Senator Bernie Sanders endorsed Joe Biden today as they work to unify Democrats against Donald Trump. Then the executive director of the Center for Responsive Politics talks about the recent boom in lobbying as more industries join the fight for federal relief funding. And then, to mask or not to mask, that is no longer the question. The question now is, what's the proper way to use masks? We'll have all of those stories coming up next on All Things Considered. Denver has a pretty good chance of more snow as the evening rolls around, and there is a freeze warning overnight for the western slope. This is CPR News.